today I'm talking about the one thing that you need to do on emails to get replies from college coaches. And if you don't know who I am, I'm Trent Lohr, I'm a former college quarterback. I now run Your First Scholarship, where we help families get their first scholarship and more. And I've sent over 100,000 emails to college coaches, gotten hundreds of replies. And so I know how to get these responses. And so it's not subject lines. It's not the emails themselves. It's not anything like that. It comes down to one thing. It comes down to deliverability. And what I mean by deliverability is making sure that your emails that you send do not end up in spam, that they go directly to the coach's inbox. That's one of the hardest things to do. But it's also the most important, because everybody focuses on the body of the email, the subject line, all these little nuances that do matter. Don't get me wrong, they definitely do. But that has no impact on getting a reply from a coach if it doesn't even get to the coach's inbox, and if they don't even open the email in the first place. And so people think like, oh, it's not the body of the email, it's the subject line. And that's definitely like better thinking, because you're like, cool, he needs to, before he reads the email, he needs to actually see the email and click on it. And if he doesn't click on it, then, you know, I can't get interest. But the thing is, what if he doesn't even see your subject line? What if the email isn't even in his inbox and isn't sitting in his spam folder? He's never gonna open that up or check that out at all. And so you need to make sure your emails are getting delivered straight to their inbox. Now, the issue with this is it's difficult, because you can get flagged as spam very easily for a lot of different reasons. And Google, Microsoft, Outlook, these email providers are very, very tough on spam regulation, because the last thing they want to do is allow spam to get into people's inboxes or emails that they don't see as good emails into their inboxes, because this makes them look bad. And so what they do is come up with a very harsh reputation score. And based on that reputation score is how you get decided if you get spam or set gets into their inbox or whatnot. And the biggest thing that makes this reputation score what it is how your email interacts with other email accounts. If it's seen just sending a bunch of emails to other accounts and getting no replies, then it's most likely going to get marked as spam, especially if it's a newer email account. Now, if it's sending out emails but then getting replies, it's seen as a much more normal account. And especially if you blast out emails like in one shot, let's say you use some kind of email blasting tool and you're sending it out like 3,000 emails, 1,000 emails even, just in one go, and you get, zero replies or like barely any opens or barely any people click on your email, Gmail or Outlook is going to flag that email address as spammed out. Like, it's like, there's not much you can do at that point. Especially if you keep on doing it, it's going to become very hard to not get that flagged anymore. It's pretty much blacklisted at that point. And so what instead you need to do is figure out how can you, make your email account look like it's a normal person. And so that's what we do inside Your First Scholarship. We use some software to do it, and makes it really easy to get past that kind of thing, make it look like a normal email. And then, I mean, that's why we get 70% plus open rates. We focus on the deliverability, make sure our sender scores are good. And then from there, really just continue doing that to make sure it stays good, because you can't just do it once and do it a couple times and it's good then, so it's going to be good for the rest of the way. You're continually sending emails out, so you need to make sure that your reputation is upholding. And so on top of that, it comes before you even send out an email in general, because if you're using the @gmail.com domain, that generally is going to be more likely to get flagged as spam, because your reputation is not as high as you think it is. You may be like, oh, it's @gmail.com domain, but the thing is, @gmail or even Gmail looks at their @gmail.com domains as a lower reputation score, because it's the average, the aggregate of all of the @gmail.com domains. And so not everyone is having an @gmail.com that has a perfect reputation. And so if because that's what your reputation, this is getting very in-depth, but this is what your reputation score is based on. It's not based on Trenton at yourverscholarship.com. No, it's not based on that entire length. It's based on just the domain. So it's based on at gmail.com. It's based on outlook.com, whatever you want to do. For my case, I use a custom domain. So it's at yourverscholarship.com. And so my advice to you is to use a custom domain. Do not use an at gmail.com domain. This is a little bit extra effort and setup, but if you use a custom domain, then you are more likely to get a better reputation score because it is a fresh email address that you can restart with and get it set up correctly. So that way you make sure that you're starting off on the right foot. And so with that, you do need to set up some things beforehand, whatever. You have to buy the custom domain. I'd recommend probably GoDaddy is the easiest. Then from there in GoDaddy, you need to make sure to set up the DMARC, the DKIM, couple other settings as well, which actually, if you set it up in Google Workspace, it will walk you through. And then from there, you have an email account that should be relatively well set up, and you should be able to start making sure that has interactions with other people, warm it up, and then from there, you can start sending out emails to college coaches. And that's a brief explanation. There's a bunch of steps in between. I was actually, funny enough, talking to a parent. He was asking me, he was like, hey, I know we do the warm-ups where he didn't even know we do the warm up. He was like, you were mentioning that the reputation scores, it's the goal is to make it look like it's sending to an actual human. I'm curious, what if we sent it to a couple people that we know, that way they could check if it got sent to spam or not, and then they could also reply so it looks like it's real human interaction. I was like, funny enough, we actually already do that. So using the tool that we use, it uses AI to send emails out to other emails in their database, and those emails then reply back. And if even those emails got sent to spam or flagged as spam for some reason, it saves it from spam, reports it as not spam, and makes it look like a real human interaction between two people sending emails back and forth, which is really freaking cool. Because it just does this all in autopilot, just this automatic warming up sequence of the email address, keeping the reputation high. So that way you can send, 200 emails per week. I think actually we max out 35 per day. So that comes out to whatever that is, probably 250, 240 a week, and probably 245 a week. And with that, it makes it so that you can send out 245 a week. It doesn't even damage the email address reputation. We're able to get the emails directly into the inboxes. And if in case somehow we are starting to get flagged slightly, it does stuff to make sure to save that. And so it's a really, really easy way. That's why I recommend for any families that we take on, hey, let us at least take care of the email, because number one, we're able to send, 200 emails per week without you having to do anything. I don't even think any families could do that unless they turned it into a full-time job. That is a lot of emails to send. And then number two, there's a lot of complicated little pieces. We have full systems on how to do it. We've sent out over 100,000 emails. Like, we have the winning templates that get responses, the winning methods. We know exactly what to do each step of the way. And it's just hard to do. And number three, we just do it really well. So it's just something I always recommend, because it's one piece that we can take out. And if you want to send DMs on your own, that's fine. That's a much easier process to do by yourself rather than, the emails is a whole nother thing. And most people that do the emails by themselves get zero replies from coaches. So anyway, that is the number one thing you want to focus on, deliverability, because if your emails don't get into the inboxes of coaches, don't even matter in the first place. You might as well not even send them in the first place. So hopefully you got something from this. If you like this video, one more stuff like it, be sure to like and subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. Peace.